Right, right.
So being religious isn't going to help you. You need to have faith.
Right.
You know what that is?
Well, you have to really believe in Jesus Christ.
Okay. Does it stop there?
Not that I know of.
No. What do you have to do yet?
Just keep believing
in Jesus
Christ.
Sister, do you want to talk to her?
No, you want to repent. You need to repent.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
If
I do something that I'm not
this is our sister in the Lord. She can talk with you about
the
gospel.
How are you doing? Yeah. We're sisters here.
Oh, you are.
Sister Amin, how are you?
Oh, fine. I just love it.
Good to meet you. I didn't hear what was said when she came over here.
Oh, we were just talking about the biblical gospel. So repentance is you change and you turn away from your sin and your ways.
Right,
to God
that's the way I've always believed. Okay. I've been Baptist my whole life. I was Methodist my whole life. And then I was just all this other stuff my whole life.
And how can you be all that your whole life if there's only one truth, one way, one God, one Savior? And we're
are they all different?
Speak the same thing. They are different. They all preach a different gospel.
Well, I didn't know that.
Biblical gospel, yeah. See on the front of that card is the gospel. Oh, it would be right in there.
Okay.
Got the gospel on there. It starts with what she was talking about, faith in Christ Jesus, who was fully God, fully man.
Excuse me.
And he came to the earth to shed his blood for the remission of sins, right?
Right, okay.
I know the Baptists do teach that.
Right.
And he died and he rose again, he's with the Father.
Right.
So we would agree on that. Now, repentance is a turning of your mind from your life, turning toward the Lord, willing to forsake everything of yours. Your life will have a marked difference when you change, right? When you turn your mind, everything that used to be is behind you, everything that the Lord is for you, right?
Wow.
That's what repentance would be.
Yeah.
You change your mind, you change your ways. And then if you do that, the Lord sees a willing heart, you get born again, born from above. Have you heard of that?
Yeah,
the Baptists
I have.
Do teach that. So are you born again?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that means the Holy Spirit is dwelling within you. And if you do that, you're going to follow the scriptures and holiness and obedience. So I'm walking with you the gospel that the Baptists might teach, but here's the point where they fall short. They don't hold you to repentance, and they don't teach you must endure until the end. Most of them think that once you proclaim Christ, you're saved until the day you die, but that's not true. You can turn away from your salvation. You realize that?
Well, yeah, but I don't turn away from what I feel in the Lord. I don't do anything. I don't do anything bad or anything.
Okay, but what you need to do is test yourself to see if you line up with what the scriptures show. Because the Baptists fall far short of the truth. If you look on the back of the card, there's a bunch of warnings on there.
Okay.
The Baptists practice a whole bunch of
I got to get my glasses on. So I don't really
okay,
see
yeah.
It right now.
Like Christmas, Easter, feminization, wilderness, carnality, politics, sports.
Yeah.
You're nodding like, yeah, you see that, right?
Oh, yeah, I do.
They practice all that. Those are lies and those are sins. So you realize that.
Yeah, I do. I really
okay.
do.
Should we partake of sin?
Well, I think if you commit a murder, then you should have to pay for it.
But we just talked about sins.
But I don't do that. A sin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Christmas is pagan. It's a lie.
Yeah.
You're nodding your head like you know that, right?
Christmas is a lie?
It's a pagan holiday. Yeah, it's a lie. It's not when Jesus was born. Easter is a lie. Good Friday. Have you thought about 72 hours from Friday to Sunday, like the churches teach? Jesus said he would be in the grave 3 days and three nights.
Oh my gosh.
Can I jump in here? How many sins did it take Adam and Eve to get kicked out of the garden?
When I got kicked out of the garden?
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. How many sins got them kicked out of the garden?
I don't know.
One.
Just one?
Mm-hmm. One sin.
Yeah. Holy crap.
One sin will damn your soul, man. That's what you're saying.
That's right. And the fruit of the Baptist religion teaches a lot of sins.
Well, I'm glad I'm learning all of your Methodists. Are you Catholics or what are you?
No.
Well, no.
What is that?
This is how the Bible teaches a godly, holy woman
this?
To
yeah.
dress.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, see, the Baptists don't teach that either.
I didn't think so.
The Methodists, the Lutherans, and that's where they're wrong.
Oh, okay. That's
see,
what I thought.
The scriptures teach that, but they're not teaching it. And that's what I was trying to show you. 40,000 different denominations, different flavors, different beliefs. And they're not all speaking the same thing. They don't all have one truth. You need to forsake all that and get in the scriptures and read what the Bible says and obey it.
Yeah. That is just unbelievable.
What's unbelievable?
I just can't get that all in my head that everybody is all together and that they should all believe in everybody.
Oh, yeah, the Bible says that we should all speak the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
So those are created by Satan and man. They're not created by God. They came hundreds of years after Christ set up his New Testament body. Ma'am, how long have you been born again?
I'm 81 years old.
Okay. So you probably claimed Christ for many years?
Oh, I've been praying and thanking. I pray every night, you know.
Okay, you said that you're born again, right? So how long has that been? Many years?
Oh, ever since I was born. I'm 81 years old.
Yeah, but see, that's where they're not teaching you properly either, is you're not born again when you're born.
I had to become, I became a religion or whatever, you know, when I was a Baptist belief and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, see, and that doesn't give you a transformed life. Just going to church. Remember, we were going through the gospel. We have to repent. That's why we don't need a savior.
You
need a savior. You must repent. Yeah, changing of your mind. It's a new life, a new heart. Test yourself.
I'm going to.
I want to give you one more thing.
Okay.
It's from everything you don't like.
Of the Bible. In Revelation.
How like pest control
very
on the Bible. Is that
word
sin?
Is it
pest control problem?
Anybody who wants to practice is a lie. There's a lot of lies on
the part of the Baptist. Yeah, you're right.
They're all teaching lies. Well, Satan's 100% lies.
So many things
left outside the gate of heaven. Just like you talked about for godly women. There's a whole bunch of things they're not teaching you.
Wow.
You need to go deeper.
See, I don't believe as much. I don't change my mind thinking nothing. Because what I believe in, the people that I believe in, the people I love them, and from the blacks to the whites.
But we're not supposed to believe in people, see. We're supposed to believe in Christ.
Well, I do. I love Christ.
He's the only one we can believe in.
Okay.
We put our trust in. So test yourself on that.
Thank you.
Check out the website.
I will.
The email's on there. They'd be happy to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.